Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually, mentally, and physically fit. Well, that's what we have on Tuesday nights, where we discuss about nutrition and fitness and trying to get the total body in sequence with the spirit, the total foundation to help build the temple. But on Thursdays, I bring in authors, and it's called Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where I ask authors to share their stories so they can inspire you and motivate you, empower you. So before we go on to our speaker, let's do our little commercial.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out, so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, I'm back, and how's everybody's summer going? We're near the end of the summer. The kids are back to school. You transport the college kids back to college, and parents should go, woo! They should be having their time now for relaxation, for rest and relaxation, getting your mindset all ready for September, October, the last quarter of the year, getting yourself all pumped up. Well, tonight we have Chanel Trussell, is a wife, mother, student, instructor, volunteer, entrepreneur, and writer. Woo, woo, woo. She has earned an MBA and works in the accounting field. Her passion to write includes journaling, writing skits, and articles for newsletters and blogs. She chose fiction as a way to tell stories of Christian struggles that would spark discussion and a desire to learn more about Christ. Ms. Happens is her published debut. From the book itself, The Relationship Situations and Internal Struggles of Danita Watkins and Her Friends, will be sure to capture every reader's attention. Ms. Happens, to be published by Westbrow Press, the new novel by Chanel Trussell, which takes readers on a journey of faith, trust, and revelation. The character, Danita Watkins, a divorcee with three sons, she is often misunderstood. Isn't that the truth? We're misunderstood by our family and friends, and her biggest challenge is the loss of touch with reality as she focuses on her thoughts. Let's come over here to Chanel and see how she is doing. Hi, yes. Chanel. How's everything?
Everything is good. How are you?
Fine, fine, fine. Thank you. So what about this? I like this, Miss Happenings. This is a title that comes all together, and I'm thinking of like mishappenings, like you're missing something out that you're not, and I guess as the Danita is, it's not in sequence with the total body, mind, and spirit. So before we get into her character, tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, you've pretty much summed it up. I do wear a lot of hats, but I do like to write. And I've taken a lot of classes in church and just Bible studies and different things to try to just enhance my understanding of the Word. And I've always had a passion to encourage other people, namely women, just to, because we all struggle. We all have life struggles, and we kind of need one another to help us to, you know, just to improve and to do better. And so we just need that Jesus with skin on to help come alongside another sister to help her through it. And so that's really what kind of sparked the book to come into fruition.
Wow. And so the book, the title, Miss Happenings, why did you choose that title?
Well, we know that anytime you communicate, there is always the risk of there being something missed. either the meaning was missed or, you know, I may have said something and you may have took it a different way based on how you were feeling that day. So the mishappenings, the play on the word miss, of course, since she's divorced and so she's not married, and then so that's why the split of the word. But mishappenings is basically those mishaps that we have in communication and how our individual, how should I say it, our individual thoughts and views and even our experiences can affect that communication.
Wow, I like that, mishaps, mishappenings, because that is true. It's just, I guess we do in communication, we're so busy shouting at each other. Sometimes when I've watched Divorce Court, and they be yelling back and forth on us, when how can they communicate, how can they hear one another?
Right.
But that, again, they're not listening, and that's the bottom line. So tell us about Danetta. Not to go in too much because we want people to buy the book, we don't, you know, but give a little more basis than what I gave to my listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Danetta, in Mishappenings, Danetta is, she starts off being hurt. And so when she, because she's dealing with all of that hurt, she doesn't really know how to cope with it. And so she relies on her inner thoughts. Sometimes we stay in our own head, if you will. Instead of trying to work through problems, we just put it under the rug and just act as if everything is okay. We're having several different conversations in our heads. And so when we do that and we focus on what we're internalizing as opposed to what's going on around us, we miss a lot. We miss blessings. We miss chances for true interaction with other people, whether it be, you know, relationships with our children, relationships with our spouse or friends or coworkers. So all of those relationships are in the book, in Mishappenings, and so you can kind of see how she navigates those relationships.
Wow, I'm here listening because today I think was on Divorce Court, and she was talking about how we should get to know the person we're dealing with. And we don't take our time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we don't get to know the person. And therefore, you miss out on an opportunity. I don't know if it's her or some guy on TV saying, we got to get to know each other.
Right.
And we
right.
don't.
You have to know
and
yourself.
Therefore, you. Right. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
right.
And that's
yeah.
and that's what it is. And that's where the journey comes into. Because she is on a journey to discover that she can forgive, she can love again, she can love unconditionally. So without giving too much of it away, she certainly, it is a journey, and it has a, I would say a good ending, but we'll let the readers decide that.
So is this because of you see people around you going through this? Or at church you see people go around and this is how you came with the character, or this is part of some of your life?
Well, the story is not my story. It is mm-hmm. fiction because I'm married and have been married for the past 22 years to my wonderful husband, Brian.
Wow, but stop right there because ladies and gents, because they don't look like they've been married that long. Whoa, you're a young couple.
Wow,
you know,
thank you.
I mean, in your face and everything, because my listeners, I met them at a church, and it was a woman's conference. And when you look at it, you wouldn't think you've been married 22 years, so you must have got married. You 17, 18 years old. You good.
Yep. So, but basically, the main character and all the other characters that are in the book, they, you know, we all see different experiences. We all have encountered people who have been through this or that. So it's a conglomerate of, you know, just life. It really is. I mean, you know, art, they say art imitates life, imitates art, or however the saying goes. But that's really what it is. So it was inspired by a personal experience that I had where there was a miscommunication. And so it kind of evolved from there, but the story is definitely fiction.
Mm. but it's still a story that everybody can relate to, because when you're so involved with your inner thoughts, and going back to that word inner thoughts, you said all these thoughts going on in your mind. In the Bible, they say that if you get a new wine sack, you can't put the old wine in the new wine sack, you know, because that wine would go through or wouldn't really hold, you know.
Absolutely.
Hope I'm paraphrasing right, or either the new wine in an old sack, new wine in an old sack is not going to hold through. So the same thing is garbage input, garbage output. So we're so busy involved with ourselves when you said, so therefore, she is missing out on her blessings. She doesn't see the blessings. And I said, wow, that is really deep.
Right.
So you find that in life with other people that surround you?
Absolutely. And I find it in life. I find it, you know, with myself. I mean, we don't always say and do the right things, and we may not always be clear in our communication with other, you know, with other people that we're in relationship with. And as I mentioned, that's any relationship, whether it be spousal, whether it be coworker, friend, you know, children or church member, all of the different facets of our relationships that we have, you know, we may trip. We may have a mishap. And so how do we deal with those mishaps? How do we move through them? And so that's why I think that a lot of the stories in the book and Mishappenings will bring people back to a discussion and say, okay, am I like this or do I do this? You know, that sounds a lot like me. So what can I do to try to you know, take it back to the word, and so that we can have a strong dialogue to really get through and try to figure out how we can be better in Christ.
I like how you said that, because, again, it's that word mishaps, mistakes. We're so, at least it's not permanent. In other words, you're telling everybody these are just little missteps that we have taken, but we can't correct ourselves and move forward. You yourself, being the wife, the mother, a student, as well as instructor, volunteer, entrepreneur, I guess, as I mentioned before, you come around with so many people. With all that, being in that arena, you really, I guess, have to be on the lookout or be on the ball, be, what do I want to say, I wouldn't say avoid the mishaps, you're more in tune to the miscommunications that you can change around. Is that it then?
Yeah, that makes sense. And you're more in tune and more aware of when they occur. And so when that happens, then the first step is you want to give yourself grace, because we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. And so we need to give ourselves the grace to say, you know, okay, I've made this mistake. How can I, you know, do better? Or how can I improve this? Or how can I, you know, fix this if it's fixable? And with the other person that's involved, because you can't control, you know, how they're going to respond, it's just, you know, you just try to give that person the space to be able to come, you know, to whatever reconciliation it needs to happen in their own time. So it is always a give and take. And so you just have to give yourself grace to know that, yes, I made a mistake, I didn't mean it that way, or whatever has happened, and then try to take the right steps to try to get through and reconcile that relationship.
I went to a conference, and one of the presenters mentioned what you're saying now. When somebody's coming at you and they say something negative, like, oh, your hair is messed up or looks bad or something, she said, turn around this one and say, oh, I don't really think you meant that. Oh, you think my hair is messed up? Or, in other words, she tries to turn it around so it won't be in a conflict, and as well as put it back on the person to realize what they had said.
Mm-hmm.
It was not nice.
Okay.
So in your book, I know it's fiction, so you have chapter to chapter. Now, do you have, like, it's also like a workbook where, or they read the chapter and then you discuss each chapter, you know, like a book club?
Well, that is one of my goals, is to have the Mishappenings to be part of a book club. It's not a workbook per se. It is truly a novel. And so I envision readers going through and maybe highlighting some things as they're reading, any situations that occur that speak to them. I had one reader come to me and basically said, you know, this particular character really speaks to me. This sounds like me. You have my story in here. How did you know? And, of course, I couldn't have known. So, but these stories and these situations were inspired by the Holy Spirit, so he knew. And so, you know, and that's the kind of feedback that I've been getting is, oh, that sounds like me. And so when you have that awareness, then you can do something about it, and you can try to make steps to, you know, try to see how you can turn things around.
Mm.
And to
that
also
is the key. Go
yeah,
ahead,
and
though.
To also see that, you know, there is life on the other side. So even though you had this situation occur, you know, you can come out of this. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't stay there.
Though there's some people in life that tend to or want to. I went to a conference, and there's a lot of nurses, and then she was talking about forgiveness. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, how I got into this conference room here? I mean, because we were all diabetes educators. And she was going about the power of assessment, about forgiveness. And I'm thinking, when did a nurse have time to be talking about forgiveness? But the more she went on, and she gave an example of people that she was talking to at a church where one lady got a divorce from her husband, I guess it was really, you know, robust, you know, really wasn't clean. And then the instructor told her, well, you need to give it up and just move on, you know, but, you know, in a nice way. And she said, how can I? Because what do I have to live for then? In other words, she chose to remain in that pit. She chose to remain in that, what you call that valley of death.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. Yeah. So does your character exhibit that? Or, as you say, it is a good ending. She does come out of that valley.
Well, you'll have to just read it and see. But
go ahead.
I will say it is a journey. So strap on and just enjoy the ride.
Right, enjoy the ride. And that's a thing for a lot of people. That journey, you learn as you go. People want to get to that very end right away. And it
Absolutely.
Doesn't always work that way. It's the life lessons along the journey that we really learn. As Zig Ziglar says, you know, it's in the valley that we learn the most. This is not, like, not
right.
on the mountaintop, but it's in the valley.
Right.
And that's very hard for us. So all those mishaps, my listeners out there, those mishaps are for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for you to hold on to, but for you to express yourself and help others. Mm.
Absolutely.
So, Chanel, with this book, and we can't go into more detail, sissy, so we got to ride the journey. Would there be a sequel to it?
That is a great question, Renee. I would say
that
I have actually started writing the sequel. I have gotten so much feedback and people wondering what's happening next, and no pun intended, or perhaps there is.
I know when you said what mishappenings and now what's happening, huh?
So I have actually started, so I'm about a chapter and a half or so into the new novel. So it's untitled at this point, but we're going to pick up where this one left off, probably a few more years into the future. But the readers won't be disappointed, because I will try to elaborate more on some of the things that have happened in this book and give them more of a journey.
Boy, we just got to read it, my listeners out there. We got to read this and be worrying about the next and going to the next one, which is good. It's glad. Now, you said you've always been a writer. You like to write. For my listeners out there who are just starting, what 3 points can you give to them about just starting out?
Well, first thing I would say is, like the Nike symbol, just do it. A lot of, and I just did a workshop at work for our professional development conference, and it was called So You Think You Can Write. And in that workshop, I shared a lot of tips and little nuggets of wisdom that I've learned along the way. And a lot of it has to deal with your own mindset. The first thing, like I said, you just want to do it. You just do it. Just sit down, start writing, pick up a pen and paper, or just open up a Word document and just start with the word the, and then see where it flows from there. The second thing I would say is to, you know, not let a whole lot of people know you're writing. Just, you know, keep it to yourself and just write, because then that way it's sort of, you know, it's your story, and because well-meaning people will try to give you feedback as to, oh, you should do this, oh, you should do that. And that's great feedback, but when you're still tentative with writing yourself, it's sometimes best to kind of just keep it under wraps until you are at a point where, you know, you can kind of keep it, you know, you're at a good point where you can share. And then finally, I would say to make sure that you put out smaller pieces of writing into whether it be posting on Facebook, whether you have a blog, or you just share it in the church newsletter or something else, just smaller pieces of your writing so that people can start seeing your writing samples and get a chance to know your writing style and give you feedback. And so I would think that those would be the top three at this point. But just do it.
Just do it. The main thing is, for my listeners out there, is just do it. Write, write, write. Don't worry about grammar for the first time. Just write, 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 either on a computer or you do by hand. I start by hand and then I go to the computer. Just write. Just
write
your thoughts down. You don't worry about organization, chapters, anything. Just write, and before you know it, even if you do one chapter per night or a certain time, you're going to do it for an hour and a half each night, designate. Now, okay, you tell them that. Now, do they need to take classes? Do they need to hook up with writers group? What do you say?
Well, I mean, I didn't. Certainly, if that's what they feel like they want to do, that those, I'm sure that there's definitely a lot of value in those types of groups. But a lot of us, if we put our minds to it, I think that we could really sit down and come up with something. Like you said, once you start writing and you're unencumbered by grammar, spelling, or other people and what they think, you can really come up with something that's, you know, and you pray about it and you keep it, you know, keep it in the forefront. And as long as God is inspiring it, it will flow.
It will flow. It will flow. When I wrote my second book, it seemed like God kept calling me to come back, come back. Because when I leave the book, something happened. I had to go back. I leave the book, and it was like, okay, what are you trying to tell me? Just stay there and write and just write. Now, how has your journey for you as a writer? This is your first time actually publishing a book. You know, you plug blogs and on Facebooks and other. But how has your journey? Do you find that it's been worth the while? Has it been a struggle?
It has been worth the while. This book took 3.5 years to come to life, and I actually lost the book, and I so that's a testimony. I was 95% done with the book, and as an accountant, you would think that I would understand the value, and I certainly do, of backing up data, but for some reason, I had one copy of this of Miss Happening's flash drive. And I went to open it one day, and the file was corrupt. So, of course, I felt like my heart had been ripped from me. And I prayed, and to summarize, basically, 3 months later, almost to the day, I was able to recover the file completely. But during that three-month period, the Lord had to work on me and my motives and make sure that I was in alignment with what he envisioned for this book. So it's truly, truly a testimony. That's how I'm just so confident that this book is going to touch lives.
Wow. That is something, boy. That's really something. You lose it, and then God is like, okay, I'm going to give it back to you, but slowly. And probably it's better this time than it was around the first time. I don't know if you ever find yourself like that, you know. That is something that you lost it. Ooh. You're right. I would have been crying and everything and trying to retrieve it. But, again, it was a reason. It was a lesson there.
Absolutely.
Lord, now you know, and listeners know when you're writing, that always have duplication because you never know when you might lose it. And be calm about it, and you say pray about it, because you never what something else comes out bigger and better than it was before. The other
Absolutely.
One was probably just like a rough draft. Because God makes us that way, you know. We're not. He's not. He doesn't pick the perfect person. The most scholarly, the most highly person. He picks the guy who thinks he's not going to be picked to go on forth with this. Okay, so now that you're going to have another sequel, but what else is in store for you? Is there going to be, what I want to say, discussions in churches with women's play you're looking at of this? What's next?
Well, in the short term, I am a participant in the 6th Annual African American Authors Expo, which is taking place this weekend, Saturday, at the Radisson in Timonium. And so I'll be there to have some networking opportunities and to be able to speak about the book and to talk to the public about it as well. And so that's in the immediate future.
Repeat this. I want our listeners to know.
Sure. It's the African American Authors Expo. And it is Saturday, August 15th, from 11 to 5. And it's in at the Radisson in Timonium, Maryland.
Wow, go ahead. You're just traveling all over. That's so good. So God is really blessing you there. And you've been on radio stations, too?
Yes, I've had another online radio with WPB Radio and another station, and I can't recall right now, but all of the links are on my website. So if anyone wants to listen to past interviews, they certainly can go there and visit and see the video that I have created for Miss Happenings, as well as read some of the encouraging words that I've written. I have a blog on there as well. So certainly people can go there, and the website is www.chaneltrussell.com, and it's Chanel, like the perfume, Trussell, Trussell.com.
And your husband, we have to give a kudos to him. He played a part in your development of your book, too?
Absolutely. He was my right arm. He took care of all of my marketing materials, from the flyers to business cards, everything, website development, he did it all. And he also designed the cover of Miss Happenings. So kudos to him. I love you, babe. Thank you so much for your help. It's just a great partnership.
You see that, listeners? Man and women, wife and husband can work together. So we had to give out kudos to our men for helping. He did everything behind the scenes so she would not have to worry. Such true love, true inspiration there.
Amen.
Well, we've got about 90 seconds. Do you have anything to say before we go?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. Actually, I just thank the listeners, and I thank you, Renee, for this opportunity. And also, people can go to my website at chaneltrussell.com to get a copy of Miss Happenings, and it's also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, as well as the publisher Westbow Press. So I pray that you get your copy. I pray that you're blessed by it. And please, please write a review on Amazon or email me and let me know what you think.
Please do. Please, as you mentioned, it's Barnes & Noble and Amazon, as well as her website. Please get the book, Miss Happenings by Chanel Trussell. It's her first book. Give her a shout-out, everybody. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming by. I truly, truly been blessed by you and your husband for, teamwork. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.